Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Ashley Maloney is with us, political reporter with the Irish Independent, to bring us up to speed on some of the stories that you may not yet have heard and to give analysis on some of those that you have. We start with complaints to Cork City Council about problems on the streets. Horrific problems, apparently.
Yes, the people of Cork are being terrorised by music. Well, not to belittle their complaints at all. So this is a report on the front page of The Examiner by Amy Campbell about buskers essentially playing too loud, playing for too long, and also street preachers using loudspeakers to get their sometimes offensive or, you know, very harsh message across. And there have been complaints to the City Council about this. Basically, that there are bylaws that were introduced in May 2024, which set out requirements that the busker needs to have a permit and rules around when they can play, where they can play, and for how long people can play. And also that there have been some fines issued for breaches of these bylaws, but fewer than one in four of the fines issued to people for breaching these laws have been paid in the last 18 months. So some of the complaints, I suppose one of them talks, some of them talks about no one is implementing the regulations. It's like hitting your head off a wall. So this is submissions to the council from frustrated people. And like, how many times is he allowed to break the rules before any action is taken? Relating to about, you know, a busker, the same busker on the street playing very loudly, and also businesses saying like, I can't run my business, I had to like stop a meeting in order to go out and tell the busker to be quiet. Another said that they witnessed an elderly lady being abused by a busker because she asked him to turn down the volume, adding that they were working in a medical facility and struggled to hear patients, which is obviously a big problem there. Another, and I love this one, this was like, she was trying, this person was trying to complain but was kind of trying to be polite about it. They were said, extremely loud, dare I say terrible music at full blast, no matter what side of the street we walked down, there was no escape from the terrible racket. And I must say, you know, I grew up, my parents owned a shop in the square in Dungarvan, and there would often be buskers there, and just some days they'd be woeful, and fair play to them, like good for them, but some days they'd be woeful. They'd be so loud, and it's really difficult. Fair enough if you're, you know, shopping and you pass by and you go, gee, they're wicked loud today or whatever, or your man's really giving it socks. But if you're in a shop and you're there all day, it can really be grating. So I completely understand. And another kind of more concerning part of this was about street preachers, some of them talking about, you know, harmful misinformation about the LGBT plus community, advocating for corporal punishment of children, which is illegal, and declaring that all other religions were false religions built by the devil. So this is what this street preacher was saying on loudspeaker in Cork City, and kind of the people of Cork that were complaining were saying that the regulations around buskers should apply to somebody with a loudspeaker.
And it seems that the quality seems to be as much of an issue as the volume. Another person saying that somebody outside was playing the same few notes over and over on a tin whistle. Another busker playing very badly, loudly and out of time. In another report, apparently it is now viewed in the back in the day where you used to be erudite and be able to show all of the books that you had once read. Now what matters almost as much is all of the films that you've seen.
Yes, I think this is really interesting. And actually when I was reading it, I was kind of like throwing my eyes to heaven. What has come of us all? And we're not reading books anymore. But then I kind of reflected in my own group of friends when maybe we've been together a couple of hours and we've caught up on everything. Someone will just bring up, oh, did you see this new series? And it'll get the kind of conversation really going again. So this is a survey of 2,000 people carried out by the National Film and Television School. Now it's British research, so we might differ slightly from them, but almost half of those surveyed agreed that discussing iconic films and shows is useful when socialising, while 39% say cinema and television fuel conversations and online debate. But interestingly, more than a third would prefer to be considered to be well read, but compared to 31% who would rather be seen as well watched.
And a further
20 would be regarded as both. The perfectionists of the group, you might call them.
Give us some of the highlights of the types of films you should be deeply familiar with to prove yourself well watched.
Yes, so I'll go through the first 10, I suppose. And these are films and television series. So just looking at the films first, you've got The Godfather, The Matrix, Pulp Fiction, The Shining, Trainspotting, and Pride and Prejudice. That's in the top 10 of films. And then in that top 10 as well, for series, you've got Game of Thrones, Peaky Blinders, Breaking Bad, The Walking Dead, and we'll go to 11, Line of Duty. So I think most people will have seen most of those films. Most had very good commercial success. So I think people will have seen them. I think the series are really interesting. I mean, it's a debate we often have. I'll go top five, you know, gun to your head, top five series. I love doing that to people and then seeing what they come up with. I'm surprised like Mad Men isn't in it. I'm surprised The Wire isn't in it. The Sopranos is listed further down.
Mad Men jumped a fairly large shark about two or three seasons in, didn't it? Now, put the day job hat on, because political reporter, yes, of the Irish Independent, there is a story that I wanted your insight on, which is Fine Gael TD is apparently lobbying the Taoiseach then Minister for Finance, Simon Harris, to stall plans about reinstating the full rate of excise duty on fuel from next month. And this, of course, follows Kevin McPartland on this programme talking about him being fairly certain that we are going to see people returning to the streets doing the kind of blockades that we saw earlier in the year if this isn't done.
And the reason that's being talked about at the moment, Anton, is because the conditions that led to the fuel protests in April are kind of being replicated at the moment, which is that the pump price at the pump is heading towards €2 a litre per diesel for diesel. And diesel's kind of the benchmark, really, because it's one that the agricultural contractors use and they can't use anything else. So essentially, yeah, in the Irish Times, they have their support about backbench TDs saying that they would be comfortable with the Dáil being recalled in August, because they would have to do that in order to stop a September 1st planned excise increase. The TDs and politicians and cabinet signed off on this before they went on their summer holidays.
So it would just happen automatically?
That it would happen automatically, that on September 1st, the price of petrol and diesel would go up by 11 cent on petrol, 12 cent on diesel, in order to reverse some of those excise cuts they did recently. I suppose this was also viewed, this decision was taken because at the time, at the end of June, the price of oil had reached a more palatable level, and because of the war in Iran, there was positive soundings around that being resolved. However, that has taken a further turn, and apparently they're no closer to a deal.
And what's the sense that you're getting among backbenchers and among cabinet members? Do they believe the predictions that we will see protests again?
There's some that are very sceptical and are downplaying that possibility a lot, and then there are others who are saying that it's exactly the same as the last time. And think about the agricultural calendar. Look, I wouldn't be intimately familiar with it myself or have personal experience, but what I'm hearing is that agricultural contractors who were a large part of the last protest are busy at the moment, but they won't be maybe at the end of September. And that could be a time. And look at what's happening and what's coming down the tracks. Okay, you've got a September 1st excise increase, which may not be avoided if they don't recall the Dáil. The Dáil comes back, they'll be under pressure to reverse that. They may or may not do that. Then you've got October 1st, there's another excise increase. October 6th, budget day. And then October 15th or 16th, carbon tax. So there's a lot of things coming. And if the fuel prices, the underlying fuel price or the underlying oil price remains high, that's going to be very, very difficult for the government.
Aisling, thank you very much. Aisling Maloney there, political reporter with the Irish Independent.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.